Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. What's God saying to you?
Well, you know, we've been hearing so many things about, you know, what the coming storms and, you know, the economy crashing, the fiscal cliff, all that stuff going on. And I just recently read in Ecclesiastes where this is Solomon saying, you know, warning us. He says, enjoy prosperity while you can. But when hard times strike, realize that both came from God. Remember that nothing is certain in this life.
Wow.
And that was just, wow.
Read that again.
He says, enjoy prosperity while you can, but when hard times strike, realize both came from God. And remember, nothing is certain in this life.
One of the wisest men outside of Jesus Christ that ever lived.
Yep. Exactly. And it's just a reminder that, and we got to, like you just said a few minutes ago, we got to live like, you know, Jesus is coming back tomorrow and work as hard as we can. Like he's not coming back for 100 years.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We got very little time.
Very little.
Very little. And God's been warning us. He's been telling us over and over again, which is his mercy.
Right.
Like, how many warnings do we need?
Right.
You know, how
many
more signs in the sky do we need? So, yeah. Come on.
How many eyes you need looking at you?
Yeah,
exactly.
It was a huge eye. Like, oh, my goodness.
Exactly. And it's just like, all right, we got to get busy. You know, the harvest is coming, but are we ready for it?
Yeah.
You know, are we ready? The church is not ready for it.
No.
I mean, if it was the hit today, right. I think we just get run over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
because you can't squeeze in a harvest.
No, you can't.
Everybody stops what they're doing. They go into the fields, and they start harvesting while the season's there. I mean, you have to, it's just, and if you're not used to giving things up, and you're trying to squeeze in a harvest, it's not, it's going to run you over.
Yeah.
It's just, it's you're not going to be a part of it. You got to be, it's, when the harvest hits, you got to adjust.
Right.
And you got to be ready. You got to already rehearse that because you've already given things up in your life. You're ready any moment's time to be able to give, because it does. It's a huge demand.
And if you're not ready to pull in the harvest when it's harvest time and you don't have enough workers and you're not in the harvest fields, then the harvest dies off if you don't bring it in.
That's it. Mm-hmm. So then what the enemy's done is changed the message of the gospel to justify the dying of the harvest versus we're going to be held accountable for not going and receiving.
That's right. I just remember what you were talking about not too long ago with when Brownsville, when that God showed up and the harvest is coming in, and were y'all ready? You know, it was like all of a sudden everything.
No, we were called by surprise. Everybody was called by surprise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So either you changed,
right,
or you get run over,
right?
You know, I'm sorry.
The mercy of God with the Brownsville outpouring in Pensacola, Florida, was that He gave us time to heal.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's about to happen. There's not going to be.
I don't
any
think there's
time.
That grace for it.
No. It's,
Or that.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah. I don't. I really don't. Because it's a desperate need. Not only that, we're at the end of, you know, for a generation that said it's okay to kill an American every 30 seconds, pretty much. 55 million children have been aborted. 55 million Americans. You think about it, they'd be having babies, they would be paying taxes, they would be doing all these different things. We would be at probably around 400 million in the population, growing exponentially, and we've killed all that off.
Right,
and that blood is
killed our harvest.
Yeah, killed it. Oh yeah, killed that for sure. And this storm that you're talking about is going to create a huge harvest of people that realize, you know, that like we did, that we needed God. We needed God, and that God loves us. God had a plan for our life, and then they're going to see that, and their eyes are going to open up. The question is are we going to willing to lay down our life? Are we willing to lay down our life for the harvest? And when we're not even willing to have our children because they'll get in our way and take up our money and resources and time, are we willing to have God's children and raise them up? You know what I'm saying?
It's one of the most selfless things you could do is raise up God's children, but it's the most rewarding.
Yeah, it is. Especially it's eternally rewarding. Mm-hmm. That you're living for eternity, which is a lot longer than this life. I heard recently that it's, you know, when you're 10 years old, it's sort of like you're driving at 10 miles an hour. But when you're 25 years old, it's like you're driving at 25 miles an hour. But when you're 40 years old, you're like driving at 40 miles an hour. Your life is clicking faster and faster and faster.
Wow.
And faster.
That is so true.
It is true. And
yeah.
And some people are breaking the speed limit right now, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, we're all headed towards eternity, you know, whether the Lord is going to come back for us at a moment in a twinkling of an eye before we go, or mm-hmm. all of a sudden our life ends in this life and we're on yeah. with God. And the thing is, it just happens quicker and quicker and quicker.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.